Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Make you guys call in. Holler at your boy. Big Beef in the Funk Files tonight. We got some hot, funky music for you. It's coming from a very moist space, if you know what I'm talking about. So don't be afraid to call in and let your boy know how I'm doing. Let me know how you're feeling. And what I'd like to say is, are you in 26? Wait a minute. It's 2017. Are you moving closer to your damn dream? What are you doing to make your dream come to fruition? You feel what I'm saying? First of all, what you got to do, you got to love your damn self first. That's what I know you got to do. In order for you to love anybody else, you got to love you first. So start spending a little more time and paying homage to the person in the mirror, if you know what I'm saying. We got a hot show for you tonight. We're going to try to get some good, funky music for you. But I like to, you know, just talk a little bit about the things that's going on in our community and let you know if there's any sisters out there. First of all, I want to pay homage to my single sisters out there. There's single mommies, single sisters that's out there on the grind every single day doing what they do. I appreciate you. Big Beef definitely appreciates you. I want you to know, I know it's hard out there because I was raised in a single parent family. So I just want to let you sisters know it does not go unappreciated. For real, for real. So I just want y'all to know, if don't nobody love you, Big Beef love you. Understand what I'm saying? Okay, this is Cultural Zine Radio and the Funk Show. I just want y'all to understand and know I'm here for you. So let's go ahead and get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get some of this funky music that we got. I got my DJ on the ones and two, Master Green, the ones and two. He's the master of the wheels and steels coming to you tonight. As always, Master Green, I want to send a shout out to my boy Shaki that's out there, wherever he is, doing what he do. And I also want to send a shout out to a beautiful young lady that's doing a show. Actually, she's doing a program, I should say. It's called Love First, Love Self First. And the program is about empowering young people to have self-esteem, self-confidence, self-pride, so that, you know, you don't go out there and do some stupid stuff with your life. You want to, you know, stay positive. So we want to make sure that we cultivate that thing called love self first, because that's what it's all about. It's about you loving yourself first. So make sure that you take care of you, and it's going to be a beautiful situation, okay? It's going to be a beautiful situation. So what we want to do is we want to go ahead and get it funky, and that's what we're going to do. The first song that we will be playing tonight, oh my goodness, it's called Tom Brown, Thighs High. That's what's going to be played for you first night tonight on the Big Beef Funk File Show. It's coming to you live through digital radio, Culture Zine. This is what we do. This is how we do. So I want y'all to call in. You know what I mean? Let me know what's going on with you, how you feeling. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to get on the phone and holler at your boy. Let me know how I'm doing. If you see something that you need to be, maybe you got a pet peeve. You just need to get it off your chest. Go ahead. Let it go. It is Thursday. It's almost the weekend. You might as well let it go. So go ahead and release whatever you need to release. You feel what I'm talking about? So what we're going to do is get into this song called Thighs High by Tom Brown. It's going to be real funky for you. Don't be afraid. Break out the Febreze, because it's coming. It is coming. Yes, indeed. Let's go on and get it. Master Green, where you at? Holla at your boy. We'll be right back.
At the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California. We have Flashback to Funk and More, starring War, The Barcades, Zap, Gap Experience, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, Forever LTD featuring Andre Ray. This is a CR Productions. It's going down big at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California. Come down, hang out, and have a funky good time.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's your boy Big Beef. We back. Did you hear that? Flashback to Funk, Long Beach Terrace Theater this Saturday, April 15th, this Saturday. It's going down. It's going to be a hot show. I'm going to be there. Your boy Big Beef going to be in the backstage doing what I do. And I just want to encourage y'all to come out and have a good funky ass time, if you know what I'm talking about. That song was grip your hips and move. Matter of fact, I believe they was playing house, and Mama said, don't do that. You know what I'm talking about. That's how I got here. Somebody was playing house. As a matter of fact, that's how all y'all got here, playing house. You know what I'm talking about. But like I said, this is Big Beef and the Funk Files. I want y'all to understand and know, I would love for y'all to call in tonight, holler at your boy, let me know what you want to hear. We got Master Greens on the ones and twos, and we promoting some positivity tonight. Love self first is what is going on. Love your damn self first. Fall in love with the person in the damn mirror. Please love yourself all the time. It was a tragedy that just occurred out in San Bernardino a couple of days ago, and we had a brother that went out there and did some heinous stuff, man. You know what I mean? He lost it, and his wife was going through some abuse and whatnot, and here it is. You know what I mean? He done ended her life, a baby's life, and his own life. I mean, it's just horrible. So it's horrific. So, you know what I mean? Things like that happen when we don't love ourselves. So we need to take a little time out and pay homage to the person in the mirror, if you know what I'm talking about. If you dig, don't be afraid to love yourself. And if you need somebody to talk to, make sure you go ahead and talk, man. There ain't no, don't be, look, I know how we do when I say folk. You folk, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of us believe all we can do is go to the church, go to the pastor. If we go talk to a mental health counselor, then we know what? We somehow weak. No. If you know you need help and you acknowledge that you need help, then go on and get the help. Don't be tripping off what other people think. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, the person that you think is tripping off you, they need help too. So shit, let's make it all happen and stay positive. I just wanted to, you know, get serious with you for a second and let you know. I want to, you know, my condolences go out to that family out there in Riverside where this tragic thing occurred. I know it occurred in San Bernardino, but the house was, you know, where they resided was in Riverside. So I want to let you all know, Big Beef is praying for the family on both sides because it's no win-win situation here. It's a lose-lose situation. So like I said, I want you all to love yourselves. Take time out to love yourself first, always. Flashback to Funk is coming to you, Long Beach Terrace Theater, April 15th, Saturday, 7 p.m. Man, you got to be in the house, y'all. Y'all got to be in the house. It's going to be a funky, funky, moist time. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring 2 cans of Febreze because I know it's going to be stanking up in that mother. You know what I'm saying? And your boy, President Stumpy, you know I'm talking about, Cheeto Boy, President 45, y'all know who I'm talking about. He on the good one, y'all. He trying to get us in some type of war, some kind of bull. But guess what? Life keeps going. We're going to keep on pushing. Black folk, as you know, we don't trip off of stuff like that. We keep it moving. That's what we do because we a strong, resilient type of folk. We strong, we kind, and we's intelligent. That's what we do. Matter of fact, I like to refer to myself as the FBI, fabulous, black, and intelligent. You feel me? That's just what I like to do. That's just me. That's Big Beef. But anyway, we got another hot cut that's going to be coming to you. Master Green is doing a fabulous job and doing what he do always, always. Matter of fact, Shaqui, I'm hoping Shaqui will raise up tonight and call in and bless us with his voice. That, you know, that raspy voice that he got. And the next song that's going to be played for y'all tonight on the Funk Files. As a matter of fact, we give up to our sponsor, the Funk Museum out there in Ohio. This is what it does. This is how the Big Beef Show is on the wheel. You know, this is how it's on right now because of the Funk Files. Funk Museum that's going down in Ohio. This is who sponsors our show. This is what allows us to do what we do. So the next song that's going to be played is Boogie, Oogie, Oogie, with just a damn taste of honey. Did you feel what I'm saying? Just a taste. You don't need it all. You just need a taste. So dab your little finger in there and put it on your tongue, but don't get sprung. If you understand what I'm talking about, holler at your boy. Call on in, Culturezine Radio. Don't be afraid. Do what you do. Taste the Honey, Master Green. Give it to us, man. Go on and give it to us, man. Don't be bullshit. It's all good. We'll be right back. What it do? That was Boogie Oogie Oogie. You know what I'm talking about? They boogied and then they oogied, I guess. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. And your boy Big Beef in the Funk Files is doing it to you right here on Culture Zine Radio, right here in your era. We're getting it in, y'all. We're getting it in. If y'all feel what I'm doing, go ahead and call in. Let me know what's going on with you. Even if you just want to just speak and say hello, say hi, bye, whatever. Beef, you know, you suck, whatever. Don't be afraid, because I understand life is hard. But we're going to keep on pushing and doing what we do, because guess what? That's what we does. We're not afraid of this here thing called life. We keep it moving. That's what we do. We make lemons out of lemonade. Or is it the other way? We make lemonade out of lemons. You know what I'm talking about. Hell, you know what I'm talking about. But we do what we do. I got Master Green on the ones and twos tonight. I'm looking for some callers tonight, hoping that y'all will inspire me to do better, to do more, make it more better, whatever. But we need to make something happen tonight, y'all. We need to make something happen. Matter of fact, if you got a current affair, you got something on your mind, you got a pet peeve, somebody at the job is messing with your mind, and you know what I mean? You feel like you're about to do something to them. Don't do it. Do not do it. Keep your cool. Stay funky, but cool. You understand what I'm talking about? Anybody trying to do no jail time? Matter of fact, I had a police officer just recently hit me and told me, what you doing on your phone? I said, what you doing on your damn phone? I threw my phone on the ground, and he's still talking and driving and trying to give me a ticket for talking on the cell phone, and he doing the same thing. I done seen so many officers talking on their phone. I don't understand what it is. But anyway, I hear we got a caller. We got a caller on the line on the Funk show. So I want to hear who it is. Who you be? This is Big Beef in the Funk Files. Make sure you call in and let me know what's going on with you and how your life is. You feel me? So what we want to do is we want to introduce the individual that's on the line. Go ahead and call in. Let me know what's going on in your life today. Matter of fact, I had a friend of mine. Her name is Tina. She gave me this stuff called Isogenics. She gave me some snacks with natural chocolates. She gave me a cleanse for life that makes your tutor not jump. She gave me some Wheat Thins and Isoline Pro Shake. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do something, get ready for the summer and get my sexy back. If you know what I'm talking about, she gave me something called Amped and Hydrated, so I can't get nothing but elated. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just trying to do what I do. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get it, man. Let's go ahead and get it. I'm ready. I'm ready for the caller. Where you at, caller? You in there? There's a caller in here. This Big Beef in the Funk Files, sponsored by the Funk Museum in Ohio. I want to give a shout out to them because they're the reason I'm on right now. That's it. So if y'all like what I'm doing, make sure you call in and holler at your boy, Big Beef. You feel me? It is what it is. We want to stay positive. We want to stay positive. Don't be shy. Go ahead and call in. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Matter of fact, the area code is 562. Where you at, 562? Where you at? Don't be afraid. I ain't going to bite you. I promise. Big Beef is tender. Very. Matter of fact, I've been boiling all damn day. Don't be afraid to get a piece of this here beef. I got beef, carne asada, tacos, and whatever else you need. I got it. All meat burritos. Matter of fact, filet mignons, 562 is our number. Call in the area code, 562, where you at? I'm waiting for you. It's your boy, Big Beef in the Funk Files. Let's get it in. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go ahead and get it. Matter of fact, what's new? Hello.
Big Beef. You just so funny, man.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing real good and even better now.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm glad side hurt from laughing. You really do.
You know, I got issues. I went to public school like a lot of us did. Like 99.9% of us went to public school. My mama didn't have no money out from the projects. East Riverside is where I be. You know what I mean? And matter of fact, I had that dual pass so I could go to the west side and the east side. I was, you know, I had Belltown, Big Bear. You know what I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking about. Everybody know Big B.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I had that dual pass, Belltown. I loved it over there. I love my grandparents. I wish they were still here, man. My goodness. I used to be over there at Hall Street, Hall Avenue.
Yeah,
you know where I'm talking about, in Belltown. That's where I grew up over there. I was a grandma's boy. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, you know what I miss about my grandmother?
What?
I miss the fact that this is my grandma's favorite lunch that she used to fix for it. I got some boiled weenies, baby, with the Roman meal bread. With some mayonnaise.
That's
with
right.
We never had a hot dog bun with a bag of Fritos and some Kool-Aid. It was the best lunch ever. I wish she would make me one. Just if I could just have that lunch one more again. Just one time. One more again in Belltown. Maurice Edmond used to do that for me. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. Matter of fact, Grandma, I remember one time I was watching this Humphrey Bogart movie. And I was like 6 years old. And I heard the man say, make it snappy, you see. So my grandma said, lunch is about to be ready in about 2 minutes. Go on there and wash your hands. You know how black folks are. You got to wash your hands before you do anything.
You better wash your hands.
I put a little soap and water on my hands. I came in the kitchen. I said, make it snappy, Grandma. She said, what? Who are you talking to? Why Grandma go up, make me go out there and pick a switch? And skin the leaves off the little thing and put the little weps on my leg, chased me around the house and did something to me because I said, make it snappy. I didn't understand that was rude.
Don't do that to Grandma.
You know, but the problem now is these kids don't know nothing about a whooping. These kids don't know about no whooping.
They can't touch them.
They bad as hell.
That's true.
They'll call CPS on you in a second. You got to watch these damn kids. I'm telling you, something ain't right.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to figure out more creative ways to do something to them that won't leave a mark. Make it snappy.
That won't leave a mark.
You take their damn cell phone because these kids is all thumbs. They don't even know how to hold a conversation. They really don't. If they can't text message or Snapchat or whatever that is, other bullshit that they, you know what I'm talking about. These kids don't know nothing about communication. All they know how to do is computer crap. That's why they all messed up. So guess what? Beat your kids. Beat the hell out of them.
Beat
your babies. I'm telling you, beat your babies when they be beating you. That's what they do. I'm telling you, the parent, matter of fact, kid to parent assault is up 86%. 86% kid to parent assault. Can you believe that? Now, my mama ain't but 5'3", about 140 pounds. I know Marie would have hit me in the head with a skillet or something. She would have did something to me. There ain't no way she would have let me put hands on her. Matter of fact, I ain't never spoke a word in with volume to my mama. That's how much respect and love I have for my mama. These damn kids don't know nothing about that kind of respect. I'm just saying. We need to teach these babies something. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? What's your name, love? What's your name? I didn't bring you in and welcome you to the funk show like I'm supposed to, so forgive me. What's your name?
My name is Tina.
Tina. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Tina. Matter of fact, you're the lovely person that sells this beautiful product called Isogenics Matter of fact, you gave me some snacks. It's a little natural chocolate peel. You know what I mean? You just pop it in your mouth and all of a sudden it swell up in your stomach. You ain't hungry no more. And you lose like 10 pounds. And then you got this stuff called Cleanse for Life, and it don't even make your tutor jump. It just...
it's not supposed to.
Because I'm telling you, I done tried some other products, and they do something to you, release your stuff. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go
there. I know what you're talking about all too well.
Man.
I've tried some other stuff too.
Called Amped Hydrate, a natural sports drink that's beautiful, lemon lime, and it's not sublime. It'll do something to you and make you feel good and make you feel like you got all kind of extra power. Matter of fact, I felt like I was Superman in a sense, but not that brother Hancock. Who has anybody seen Hancock? Hancock is some bullshit. I'm telling you right now. Don't watch it. Don't support it. If you did, break your DVD. Break it. Throw it in the trash. It's some bullshit. I'm telling you. Look, we're supposed to be happy about this superhero. I understand. It's our first black superhero that's on the big screen. I get it. But. Come on, y'all.
I like Will Smith. Come on now.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. I understand you think the brother's attractive. He got muscles. You know what I mean? He take care of himself. I understand, but the brother sold out. I'm going to just tell him like it is. He sold out. Look what he did.
What'd he do?
I'm going to tell you what he did. First of all, he was an alcoholic. What superhero has ever been an alcoholic? And he was homeless. And he went to prison. And he sodomized another man by sticking another man, a human head, in somebody's behind. Now I'm trying to understand, how are we supposed to be proud of Will Smith and Hancock? And then on top of it, he didn't have no common sense and had to have a little white man, a little tiny white man with no superpowers, teach him how to act. And we're supposed to be, that's like Tarzan. For real? They still doing Tarzan to us in 2017. I mean, black folks are listening to Africa. We can't talk monkey, but this brother can talk to Tarzan. Can talk to every species of animal. He got dominion over every species of animal. Come on, y'all. Are we really supposed to do this for real? Come
no,
on,
we're not. We're not supposed to believe that. Come on.
I'm just saying, it don't make no damn sense. It really don't. What I would really like is for us to let's get it in the right way. Matter of fact, my boy Master Green is on the ones and twos. He got something. Think about this Hancock thing for a second, because I just watched it again the other day, and it really disturbed me. Watch Hancock and look deeper. Look deeper and see the real message behind it. It's really basically saying, black folk don't know how to act, so you need a white man to manage you. What the hell? But anyway.
Hey, Big B, rewrite
yes,
the script. You the man.
I would love
to. Do that.
Well, thank you, Tina. I appreciate you, Tina. I appreciate you. We got another caller on the line, Cultazine Radio, Big B. Holla at your boy, Master Green. Put him on! What's up? What's up with you? Where you at? We got another 562. Area code is on the line. Drop a line with your boy, Big Beef, and let me know what's going on with you. What you think about that movie, Hancock? Hello? You there? Caller. Is my caller there? Or is this Tina still? You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, Tina, I appreciate you calling in, taking the time to give, you know, drop a line on your boy, Big Beef. We got another caller on the line. I just wanted to let you know, loved one, we appreciate you. Keep on selling your isogenics and doing what you do. It's all appreciated. It's all in the, you know what I mean? You trying to get me right and ready for the summer. I'm going to get another pack. I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you. I'm working on my six pack right now. I'm burning calories right now.
I know you are. That's for real. 100.
I did two sit-ups. and I'm ready. Matter of fact, we got a caller on the line, 951, an IE caller. Where you at, 951? Where you be?
I'm in Corona.
Oh, Corona. What's your name, loved one?
Drea.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. What it do. Matter of fact, this is the modern Madea. Correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta share your accomplishments, because this is accomplishments. Share your accomplishments. let the people know what you got.
Well, I just recently completed my first book launch. I wrote a book called You 2.0, and it's available on Amazon.com.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I just found that there were so many women that I kept giving the same advice to over and over again about how to get over past hurts or disappointments or setbacks. And I just kept giving the same advice over and over. So I was like, you know what? First, I thought I would put it in a blog, but the response went so well that I put it in book form and I self-published it. And I'm super excited about that fact.
That's beautiful. How come I ain't got a copy? I've been knowing you too long not to get a dang copy. I don't make no sense.
I don't know why you didn't get your copy on Amazon.com. Like, what are you waiting for? I need all the support I can get.
So in other words, you can support a sister financially and go out and buy my damn book. That's what you're saying.
That's,
and I'm going to do that.
That's what I'm trying to say. And I better you at the book signing and birthday party at the end of the month.
Okay, now when is this? So I can let the callers know what it is. When is the book signing birthday party? When is this?
So I'll be available to sign the books personally on April 29th. At Citrus City Grill in Corona.
Citrus City Grill, April 29th, 7:30, in the city of Corona. Book signing. And what's the name of the book again, love?
Book signing and birthday party.
Book signing and birthday party. And now, let me ask you a question. Is there some knowledge in the book for us brothers? That's what I need to know.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I know that the book looks like it's just for women or directed at women. But to be honest, it's universal, really. I mean, I'm talking about forgiving yourself and forgiving others and loving yourself. And the brothers need that more than anybody, is my opinion. I mean, we all need that. But the brothers really need to really love themselves and really forgive themselves and move on.
Hmm. You know what? Matter of fact, I was talking to a sister, and she created a program called Love Self First. It's a beautiful concept, Love Self First. It sounds like a very easy concept, but it seems like it's hard to implement. Because if you love yourself, you're going to put yourself in the best possible position that you can in life. And so for me, it's like, okay, in spite of my flaws, in spite of all my little crazy stuff that I might have been in and have been in the past, crazy relationships and, you know, all that kind of bad decisions, I still need to love the person that I look in the mirror. I need to fall in love with that person I see in the mirror first before I can really truly love someone else. That's just what I'm saying. So,
I mean, yeah, the bottom line is that, you know, the longest relationship that you're ever going to have is with yourself. So you might as well make it good.
Oh my goodness.
You know? That's the, right? That's the longest relationship you're ever going to have. It's with yourself. So if, and the bottom line really is, if you don't love you, why should I?
Ooh, matter of factly, I'm the first person I ever made love to.
You are. That's exactly right.
I'm the first person I ever made love to was me. I was like, I don't understand it. I was in the room. I just, something happened. And I'm just sharing. You said love yourself. I'm just saying. I'm just loving myself. I'm just saying. I'm not saying don't go all in there and get nasty. I'm just saying I love me. And so therefore, since I'm the first person I ever made love to, I can't stop loving me. I got to continue to love me out of all of my stuff. And so that's what it sounds like. The book is promoting positivity, strength in women, and I believe a little bit of some in men.
It's not a little bit of something in men. It's men. I mean, I don't know if you, I just recently wrote a blog called Mama, There Go That Man. And I don't know if you had a chance to check that out on honeybeehouse.com. But that whole blog was talking about how, you know, the black man is beautiful. He's amazing. And it's not, it's not just the color of his skin, but it's all the strength and the fortitude of, you know, generations that the black man comes with. So really, you need to like really check that out, because if the black man doesn't love himself, how can I love him?
I love the hell out of me. I really do. I love the hell out of me. And matter of fact, you can eat all the carne asada burritos and beef stew and beef steak and all everything related to beef. That's what I do, because I'm so tender and so good. And so what I want to do is, I just want you to know that I love me. And so all the sisters out there that's not loving themselves, you need to buy this book. You, matter of fact, the author's name is?
Honey Bee.
Honey Bee. is
Honey
the, that's the name of the book. Honey Bee. And the author's name is?
No. The name of the book is U2.0.
U2.0 by Honey Bee.
By Honey Bee. It's your three-step guide to living life like it's golden.
Ooh, living life like it's golden. That's Jennifer, what's her name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Jill Scott, come on.
I'm just saying, Jill Scott, she got a big old booty. That's why I know who she is. She got Jill Scott. I'm just saying, I need to love myself. That's all I'm saying. But Jill Scott, we got another call on the line. Thank you, Honey B, and for being so sweet and sharing your book. Matter of fact,
you're welcome, Big B.
April 29th, Citrus Grill. She's going to be at Honey B's birthday party / book signing. Make sure you support the city of Corona. Make sure you come out and support this beautiful sister. Thank you, Honey B, for calling.
Come out. Have some drinks. Let's celebrate.
I want to do that. We got another call on the line. Master Green, put them on. Thank you. We got a 323-384-6153. Let's get it. Where you at, caller? Where's the next caller? Where you at? Big Beef in the Funk Files. Master Green on the ones and twos. What we do? Okay.
That's,
well, anyway, like I said,
Honey Bee is that's because Honey Bee is supposed to still be talking.
I guess so. I guess so. Honey Bee got this beautiful book empowering sisters and making these sisters feel good about themselves. Matter of fact, so they can love a brother the way, and love themselves and love a brother the way they're supposed to. Matter of fact,
man,
I'm that brother that loves to cook for a sister, rub her down from head to toe so she understands and knows that I loves her. I'm that dude.
Right?
You know what I mean? I'm old school. I love to, matter of fact, you get some fish and grits, shrimp and grits in the morning with some biscuits. And you know what I mean? Not too many carbs, because I know you're trying to watch your figure. But you understand.
Come
on,
you got to keep it tight. You got to keep it right. Stop playing.
I'm just saying. I know every now and then I slip up, and that's why I'm messing with this isogenics, but I'm just saying, I love the fact that the sisters is out there trying to get themselves right. Matter of fact, it's April, summer coming right around the corner, y'all.
It's around the corner. And what better way to love yourself than to take care of your body? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm saying I want to take care of something. I just want something to take care of. I'm trying to hold back. Hope, forgive me. I got issues, but I still love me first. I still love me first. It's a beautiful program that's, you know, out there called Love Self First that just inspires the sisters. And then we got you with the Honey Bee with the beautiful
you
book.
You
2.0. What is it? You.
It's called You 2.0. It's like, you know.
You 2.0. What's the You? What's, 2.0. Okay. What's the 2.0? What does that mean? What does that symbolize? You 2.0. What does that mean?
You know, it's the idea that you can reinvent yourself. You know what I mean? Like, just because you've always done something or always lived a certain way or always acted a certain way doesn't mean that you have to continue in that way. You can change. You know, you can make a decision and a choice to start focusing in on you. And you can reinvent yourself. It's You 2.0, you know?
Okay, You 2.0. Matter of factly, what you're saying is you could do something different. But do it up, but it'd be the same, but different. Am I correct?
I mean, you can choose to, yeah, make a change and start focusing in on you. You're not gonna be any better to anybody. You're not gonna be any good to anybody else if you're not good to yourself first.
Okay, you're right. You know what? That's why you gotta love yourself first. That's why you gotta do it. And if you don't know how to do it, then you know what I mean. You need to buy the book. By Honeybee,
that's
You 2.0,
right.
Buy the book, April 29th, Citrus Grill, Corona, show up, support, make sure you at the Citrus Grill, April 29th, at what time? Because
yeah.
We just show up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Is it going to be open? No.
No,
what
man,
time?
I want you to show up at 7:30. We're going to be out having some drinks, signing some books, shaking it a little. Come on.
7:30 p.m. Citrus Grill Corona. Citrus Grill Corona. April 29th, 7:30 p.m. Honeybee U 2.0. I got it.
Yeah.
And I hope it's all
loving you and loving yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you for calling in, Honeybee. I got to ask you about the name. Where did the Honeybee come from?
Oh, man, it's a great story. So check it out. So, you know, I used to teach in the school districts and all over Riverside County and all over Moreno Valley Unified School District. And so one day I'm teaching the kindergartners, and this little kindergarten girl, she comes in, and she's cute every day. But this day her hair was done all cute or whatever, and she comes walking in, and I said, Olivia, who did your hair today? And she goes, my honey did it. And I said, your honey? And she said, yeah. And I said, so who's your honey? And so she goes, my grandma. And right then I was like, oh, I got to be a honey.
So you decide you're going to be the honey. And then since honey is associated with a bee, you became a damn bee. So is you out there stinging random brothers out there?
Shut up, fool. You know my last name starts with a B.
I'm just saying, I just need to know. I'm sorry. I'm one of the people that I just had to ask the question. Is you out there stinging random brothers out there?
No, ain't nobody. No, man, it's all honey over here. You know what it do. You know it's
okay.
Sweet, it's sugary. You know it is.
I'm going to get diabeticals over there. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to get diabeticals. I'm just saying, honey.
That's it. You got to be careful. It's a lot. It is.
Okay. I appreciate you. We got a song that's coming up called Knee Deep by the Funkadelics. This Big Beef in the Funk Pile. Cookie Green Radio. Let's get it, Master Green. And Honey Bee, April 29th. Corona. Citrus Grill.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Bye, man.
missing a beat. Yeah. Boy, was it neat. Yeah. Not just me, she was totally neat when she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat. Yeah. Boy, was it neat. Yeah.
The girl's a freak. The girl never misses a beat. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
What it do, what it do is Big Beef in the Funk Files. What? Yo, it's been real. It's been so, so real. We had two callers tonight. Matter of fact, we had Miss Tina with Isogenics putting out her products, her business, doing what she do, trying to get you to cleanse and get your body healthy and get ready and get sexy for the summer, Isogenics. And then we had Miss Honeybee. Miss Honeybee is saying that she got this beautiful book that enlightens mainly women's. I'm not hating. I'm just saying mainly women's. And what she does is she likes to empower the sisters. and make sure that the sisters feel good about themselves. And so the book is called U2.0, I believe I got it right, by Honey Damn Bee, which means she, be careful of her sting. Be careful, because I believe it could be a big one. It could be a big stinger, a bumblebee, and not just a honeybee. I believe it's a bumblebee stinger. That's the biggest bee I know. I'm just saying. I can't call it. But I want y'all to understand and know that this is what it is. It does what it does. Big Beef, appreciate you, Master Green. Appreciate y'all. My brother on the ones and twos is always doing what he does. He does and brings it every single month like he does. If y'all want to hear Big Beef more than once a week, more than once a month, the second Thursday of the month, call in, let me know, let Shaki know that you know what I mean, you appreciate what I do. I'm just saying. And what matter of fact, I can't make it do what it do by myself. It's Master Green on the ones and two. He's the ones on the music, knee deep, oogie, oogie, boogie. You know what I'm talking about. Thighs high. He pulling people up, they skirts up and touching whatnot. Matter of fact, you can catch a case for that bullshit. So be careful. Don't touch nobody, damn it. Don't touch nobody without permissions. I'm just saying. And matter of factly, remember always to love yourself first. Look in the mirror and fall in love with the person that you see. That's who I be. I'm that dude. So make sure it's all good. Make sure it's all good every time. Matter of fact, we got a song for you, and we're going to play a song for you to take us out. Master Green got one that's ready for us. I know he got one that's ready for us. I know, because that's what he do. The brother's always on top of his game on the ones and twos. Right here in the IE, Master Green. Let's get it, man. Play me something funky that comes from a deep, moist, stanky, rotten space. It's called street life. What's that mean? I remember my mama said, by Randy Crawford, street life. Bring your ass home when the light come on. You know what I'm talking about. Bring your ass home when the light come on. Let's get it.